As we continue our series of shiurim on Onus Rachmanei Patrei, so our Gemara was trying to compare the situation where a woman was violated and she's not considered as she did in Aveira versus the situation, comparing to the situation where somebody obligated himself to bring his claims to Beis Din in 30 days. And the Achrayim tried to understand the comparison of the Gemara, where if somebody was unfortunately violated, so obviously that person didn't do an Aveira. It was beyond their control, versus a situation where somebody obligated himself, and yes, something came up beyond his control that prevented him from fulfilling his obligation, but still, it's not the exact same. So the Chasam Sofer has a very interesting approach. He says, if we look in the parasha of a woman, of the Nara Marasa being violated, the pasuk says, Matzah Ish Ba'ir. And Rashi on that pasuk says, Pirtza Karas Laganov, that this woman was walking in a place where she should have been concerned that something like what happened to her indeed would happen to her. Had she remained at home, had she stayed in a place where she would be safe, this wouldn't have happened. So she should have been concerned. It's still considered an oinus. And the same thing in our Gemara. Yes, when this person made the neder, or yes, when this person obligated himself to bring the documents to Beis Din, he should have been concerned that maybe something would prevent him from fulfilling his neder, from coming to Beis Din with his documents. It's still considered a oinus, even where you're somewhat at fault. Reb Chaim Brisker has a much deeper understanding. He says that what does the Torah teach us when the Torah tells us Onus Rachmana Patrei? He says when the Torah teaches us Onus Rachmana Patrei, the Torah is teaching us that this act is not connected to the person who did it. When somebody does an act by Onus, it's as if he didn't do it. And therefore, the person who was part, this woman, it's not considered like she did the Aveira. And similarly, if by a neder or the other cases where it's not considered that he said that I have to come, that he's not, and Reb Chaim says it with a very tief of art. He says, I'm not allowed to be in a situation of not coming. He says, but somebody who was prevented by an oinus from not coming, that doesn't mean he didn't come. He didn't come. He's not allowed to be in a situation of not coming. But he's not in that situation because the oinus put him into that situation. Rashmul Rozovsky gives a different explanation. He says that he goes back to what we explained earlier in our previous year, the explanation of an umnana. He says, just like it's, why indeed does he explain if a woman was nebuch violated, is she not considered that she did an aveira? Because we have an umnana. It's clear to us that that's not called doing an Aveira. I didn't want to do an Aveira. I was never violated. Wherever we have an Umdana, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Torah follows that Umdana. And that's why a woman who participated in this act, is we have the Umdana that makes her potter. And the same thing, we have the Umdana that he never meant to make a nether or this
circumstances. Well, he never meant, in our Gemara, he never meant to obligate himself to bring the documents if he would have known that something came up beyond his control. There's a very big nafkamina if why is pshat when we learn oynes rachmana patrei from Nairon l'sasa davar. If we indeed learn it the way Rav Shmuel Rizovsky just explained, that it's based on a umdana, so it's very comparable, the situation of a neder and the situation of a oynes by anywhere else are very comparable. If, however, we give the other explanation, there's not as obvious the comparison. Why will this be nogei lemaisa? The question is, if somebody did an aveira ba'oinus, is it considered that he did an aveira or not? That means, it's quite clear in the Achroinim, it's our Mishnah, it's Mishnais in our Perek, that a nedri oinsim, if somebody made a neder and then an oinus beyond his control developed, it's not considered that he violated a neder. What would be the halach if somebody did an aveira ba'oinus? Does he require to have kaparu or not? If we compare it to nedarim, so just like by nedarim, it's not considered that he did an aveira, he'll too will be considered like he didn't do an aveira. If we don't compare the two, it could be that somebody did an aveira ba'oinus. Yes, he won't get a punishment, but it's still considered that he did an aveira, and he would have to have a kapara. Before we go further, there's another very interesting question. The Gemara here on Daf Chav Zayin Amadeus quotes a story. This story appears more than one time in Shas, where the Gemara says, Hahuda Amar Lahu, somebody said, Iloyasina Mikana Tlosa Yamin. If somebody says, if I don't come until 30 days, Lahavi Geta. The get that I'm giving my wife should be a get. Also, he came on day 30, or Paske Mabra. However, the river prevented him from being able to pass. So he's standing on the other side of the river, and he's declaring, Amla Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy. He's declaring, I'm here. It's the river that's preventing me from coming over. Vam Shmu, Loshme Masya. It's not considered as if he arrived. Ask Gemara, Vamai. Vamain is honest. He's an honest. He wanted to come. He's there. Something just prevented him. The river overflowing him prevented him from actually arriving. Answers the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from that situation. That was an oinus that was common. He should have expected that oinus. That's when you have an oinus that you should expect, that's not called an oinus. So the Achroinim ask a question. There's a very famous machlokes rishonim that could come up. We know what halacha is, that if somebody misses a tefillah ba'oinus, he can make it up by the next tefillah. If somebody missed chakras ba'oinus, he can make it up by mincha. But it has to be an oinus. So what would be the halacha if somebody woke up 7 a.m.? Let's say this mount tefillah ends at 10 o'clock. He woke up at 7 a.m. He could have davened chakras. He decided that I'm going to wait till daven until 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, an oinus comes up that prevents him from davening chakras. Is he considered an oinus or not? The halachic terminology for this question is oinus b'yom achron. If he was an oinus because he waited for the last moment, if he waited for the last moment and then an oinus came up, is that considered an oinus or not? The Aguda, that's the name of one of the Rishonim, says that he's not considered an oinus. Why did you wait for the last minute? And then the Mukhi Yosef says he's an oinus. So ask Dachroinim, from our Gemara, how does our Gemara say that the case where this person came on the last day and he was declaring, I'm here. But it's the river that's preventing me from passing. And the Gemara wants to say that he's certainly considered oinus. The only vart the Gemara says is, the reason we don't give him the ptur that we normally give an oinus is because it was an oinus to Megalia. It was an oinus that he should have expected. Had it not been an oinus that he should have expected, he would not be considered an oinus. But he came on the last day. And according to the Aguda, if you come on the last day, you cannot be considered an oinus. So the Nesivus answers that, and again, this is the explanation that we've been using all throughout. The Nesivus says it all depends on an umdana. When this person gave his wife the get, with the condition, unless I come by 30 days, the get should be a get, it was obvious that to him, day 1 and day 30 are the same. And because day 1 and day 30 are the same, saying that we waited, that why did you wait till day 30, is no issue. Because he never obligated himself to come any earlier than day 30. And as we've been explaining in our shiurim, oinus and umdana are very connected. And the Chasam Sofer takes this one step further. He says, a person is supposed to daven. He's supposed to daven shachris every morning. So why'd you wait to daven shachris until the last moment and then an oinus came up? A person is not obligated to come and prevent or give his wife a get. So you can't have a claim to the individual, why did you not come earlier? And that's why in such a situation, even the Aguda would agree that this is considered an oinus. Reb Chaim Brisker has a different explanation. He says, sometimes Azman is part of the obligation, and sometimes Azman is only a Tanai. Let's understand what he means. He says, when it comes to davening, for example, the Zman is not just a Tanai that I have to daven by a certain time. The Zman is when I daven Shachris in the Zman of Shachris. So there is Halacha. Don't wait for the last moment. When you make a Tanai, when somebody gives a get to his wife and he connects it to a Tanai, there we can't say that the Tanai is part of the Zman. And therefore, there is no concept of Oinus B'yoy Machron. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that if someone has a beged made of dalet kanfos and he didn't put on tzitzis on that beged before Shabbos, the halach is the Torah paskens in Siman Yud Gimel Arachayim that he could put on that baggage Shabbos in the morning and not put on tzitzis. Obviously, one can't put tzitzis on a baggage on Shabbos. It's a melachas kshira. He's going to be wearing the baggage without tzitzis. Einusu, he's an einus. He couldn't put on the tzitzis. V'einus rachmana patre. So ask the Imre Bina, if so, how do we make a bracha on tzitzis on Shabbos? If we're learning that on Shabbos, you're not obligated to put on tzitzis. So see that Shabbos is parted from tzitzis. Answers the Mishmeres Chayim. When we say Oinus Rachmana Patre, we said this earlier. There are two ways of understanding Oinus Rachmana Patre, and the way we've been learning, both ways are correct. Sometimes Oinus Rachmana Patre means that you're entirely not obligated. The example we've been giving on the Darim. Someone who makes a neder, Oinus Rachmana Patre, and he's entirely not obligated. In a situation, however, where you're obligated, this example, you're supposed to put tzitzis on your beged that has on a dalet kanfos. You forgot. You didn't put on the, and then on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So yes, the Torah won't give you a oinish for wearing a beged without tzitzis. But it can't be considered a total oinus. You don't get a punishment, but you certainly didn't wear tzitzis, and that's not considered like you fulfilled the mitzvah. And this concept that there are different types of oinsim is actually seen in Hilchos Nedarim. As we said earlier, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudeya, Simen Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Beis, says Nidre Oinsim Kainzit, Hadir Chaver Shiyoich Atzloi, V'cholahu O'Shecholah B'noi O'Shikfa Nohar, Hare Elu Nidre Oinsim. V'im Iroloi Oinis V'ya Efshalos Salkoi, says the Rama, Ayidei Momen Harbei, Shitnin Mikre Oinis. So the Rama says, quoting the Rivosh, as we quoted earlier, if you could have done something to prevent the oinus, you're not considered, if it costs you a lot of money, you're still considered an oinus. And there's a big machloikis rishonim. What is considered an oinus or not? It seems that everybody agrees that an oinus that's not common, or even an oinus that's shchiach, v'loy shchiach, it's somewhat common, but not very common, is still not considered an oinus. Only an oinus which is shchiach is not considered an oinus, and there's some that say even an oinus shchiach is not considered an oinus. Is considered an oinus. But then there's a different question. Shalos Hatshuvos Michas Yitzchok and Chelek Vov Simen Nun Dalet discusses this question. Somebody bought a pair of tefillin by a reliable cipher, wore them for a number of years, and after that, he gave the tefillin to be checked by a cipher, and the cipher discovers that these tefillin were never kosher tefillin. So there's a number of questions that this person has. First question is, did he violate a brach levatala? Number two, he didn't wear tefillin all these years. So as far as the bracha of Atala is concerned, he certainly it's much less of a shayla on tefillin shel roish, because we, whenever we put on our tefillin shel roish, say baruch shem kvoy machus aloylam voed. So it's much less of a shayla. But the paiskim say that even word by the tefillin shel yad, the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. And the Gemara explains what does that mean. That if somebody was a Kohen and he did the Avodah and then he realizes that he was a Cholol, the Pasuk says Baruch Hashem Cheloi and the Avodah is kosher. And all the Kabbanis that he brought don't become disqualified. So even in this situation where he didn't wear tefillin, whether it was the Shayyad or Shalroish or both, he didn't do anything wrong, and the tefillin turned out to be posel. Michas Yitzchak says he doesn't have to say Baruch Shem Kfei Machus Leilam Vod. The Deber Tzina Rav, the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Lamed, does differentiate between tefillin Shel Rosh and tefillin Shel Yad, and says that if a person put on tefillin Shel Yad all the years, assuming that they were kosher tefillin Shel Yad, and then he discovers that they're not kosher, so for all, he should try to make a calculation for all the times he made a bracha of atala, and for all those times he should say baruch shem kvoy machusoy loylam void. Film Sarosh, as we said, since we say baruch shem kvoy machusoy loylam void anyway, it's much less of a shayla. However, there are paiskim that are even more lenient. And they say that a person who intended to wear tefillin, and he did everything he could to wear tefillin, and then something beyond his control happened, the halacha is, since he had kavanah l'shem shemayim, the halacha is that it's as if he was mekayim the mitzvah. So says the Chidah. The Deber Tzina Rav, in that Shuva that we just quoted, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Lamed, has a discussion regarding someone who went to a restaurant. The restaurant had a reliable hashgacha, And then it turns out that the food that was being served in that restaurant was not kosher. How do we look at that situation? So he says that whenever there was a situation where it was beyond the person's control, and something like this happened, he's considered an oinus. However, in this shaila that he discusses, there are two different factors to take into consideration. Number one, he says, when you go to eat somewhere, you really have to be certain that the place is reliably kosher. And if you can't be 100% certain that the place is reliably kosher, then that isn't considered an oinus. The other factor to take in consideration is that, as we're learning, if somebody did an aveira ba'oinus, as we've been discussing, oinus rachmana patre. But when it comes to machalos asuris, the Gemara says that machalos asuris metamtein libay shalodam. Machalos asuris are like poison. So what would be if chas v'shalom, somebody ate poison by accident? Would he be able to say, well, it was an accident, I didn't mean to eat poison? It doesn't make a difference. The poison is now in his system, and he has a very serious issue on his hands. The same thing some Paiskim want to suggest is by Machalos Asuris. Machalos Asuris have this physical effect that the metamtem libay shel adam, and whether he did it intentionally or not, they would have an issue. There are other Paiskim that are more lenient.